talking of the kitchen, how did you as a housewife manage to keep the household going in those days?
Well, I baked all my bread. It was a very much do-it-yourself business. You did all your canning. You did your, made your jams and preserved any fruit that you got hold of. I don't know that we had any luxuries. We dispensed with all the unnecessary food items.
We sure had chickens.
Yes, we had chickens.
How did you come to get the chickens?
Well, the day my husband lost his job, I went out and bought 30 chickens. I had about $30 in the bank, and I bought 30 white leghorn chickens. And as I say, I was in business. I sold the eggs enough to pay for the chicken feed, and we had fresh eggs ourselves and the occasional chicken. We also raised chicks in the basement. If we had a broody hen, we'd sit her down there and watch how she was performing.
Through the
look down through these knuckles.
Yeah, we could see. And
if you went down the steps, the chickens would get underneath the hen, but by up here, looking through the knot holes, they didn't know they were being watched.
No. And I also raised baby chicks up in the attic. You know these great big round galvanized tubs that you have?
Wash tubs.
My husband put four legs on it, you know, four slats of wood, and we shredded a gunny sack to put around it, and he put an electric light in. And we would buy maybe 50 chicks and raise those and pick out the hens eventually and raise them and eat the roosters. So that's what we did it again.
Mom did a lot of gardening.
Yes, I had the whole place was in garden. And I was trying to go to, just about that time, he had decided that he would try and go into business for himself. And I had to go to business college to learn how to get up a set of books. So I'd be gardening in the daytime and going to business college at night.
Before you did that, though, you had your soup business.
Oh, yes.
Ah, what was that?
Well, with no job and no income, I decided that I would make soup at lunchtime for the children at Nelson Avenue School.
Which is over the road.
Yes, just away from us. And I made vegetable soup and pea soup every day and charged a nickel for a bowl of soup. No crackers. If they bought their lunch, they could have their soup with their sandwiches. And I would get as many as 30 children some days.
Did they all come at once?
Oh, yes. They all flocked in together at 12 o'clock.
Mom had tables set up in the living room and the dining room and one in the kitchen. And they bought their lunches, sat down, ate their soup. Right?
Right.
Gosh.
And sometimes even unscrewed the tops of the salt shaker.
Oh.
So that was a loss to me. They thought they were taking it out on the other fellow, but actually I was the loser because I'd have to replace the soup that had all the stuff in.
Actually, even years later, some of the school children would say about Mrs. LaWarne, boy, you could sure make good soup.
Well, even the teachers would send over for the soup, and I would put it in a glass preserving jar, and the children would take it over to the teachers.
Your children would take it?
Yes.
To their lunchroom.
How did you feel about doing that?
I didn't like that very much. That was a little bit, you know, my
degrading.
Friends didn't have to do that, and I really didn't like that very
much. It was
a
blow to your pride.
Did the teachers pay a nickel too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No delivery charge.
Well, we were happy to get it because it meant that my children got their lunch and we also had enough to buy our dinner. So with one thing and another, you did get through a very difficult time.
Yeah.
We were lucky. We lived close to the school. or she couldn't have done.
Well, it meant an awful lot of work, though.
Yes, how much time do you think it did take you each day?
Well, it would take me all morning to make the soup. I'd have the afternoon free by the time I did the dishes and so forth, you know.
Free to work in her garden. Big deal.
To grow the vegetables in the soup. Oh, yes. Did most of the children have lunches that they brought with them?
Oh, yes.
They did.
Yes, most of them had a sandwich. I don't think there would be too many that just had soup for their dinner, but there were some.
Yeah.
But just what proportion, I couldn't say.
Now, you started doing this, was in 1931 sometime that your husband lost his job?
Yes, it was. And it was 1935 when he started his own business.
So did you do this for the four?
No, he had another job in between whiles. So in that period, I did not work so hard. I would say it was a good year that I did that.
About a year.
About a year.
Seems longer than that.
Well, I didn't keep records, but I would say about a year.
Yeah.
But it was very good for the children. The school teachers thought that by having a hot lunch, they did better work at school. Especially in the winter.
How did your husband come to get work again?
Well, when he got laid off a shipper, there was another, the manager had also got laid off. And after a short time, the manager started up another ice cream company called Froskisk. And of course, he gave a job to my husband right away. And he worked there for several years. Well, then the manager had poor health, and he had to stop. And so my husband decided that he might as well go into business for himself because he had the contact with the customers. And we bought a little panel delivery truck. And our first customer was the Pall Mall Cafe on Hastings Street, which is no longer there, of course. And he started with the one customer and went out from there and gradually increased it.
What was he selling?
Ice cream.
Just ice cream?
Yes. Yeah. And that business is still going. And my son is manager of it now, because my husband is gone 13 years, so... But I've been active in the business until 2 years ago.
And you started then taking the night courses and
yes,
books.
Yes.
And she answered the phone.
So
we probably were the only ones in the area who had a telephone. Everybody came in and used our telephone because it was a business phone and was the only one around here. It was in the house.
Yeah.
But none of the neighbors had phones. So they all came in.
They used our telephone.
Yeah, I don't imagine many people did have them.
No, it was a luxury.
We used to take phone calls for the people in the neighborhood.
So when was that he went into business alone? About
1935.
35.
Yes.
So for you, the worst years of the Depression were...
Were at the between 31 and 35.
Right.